Unfaithful.
That was more of a Rolling Stone.
That was
thing.
A Jagger thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, Neville here. It's Thursday, June the 25th, and that little intro was something you might have heard, or rather, you heard. That was Terry Fallis, and David Jones on the Inside PR podcast, show number 169, talking on the section on the segment where they're discussing what to do with the show. They're taking a break during the summer and planning to come back in the autumn. And Terry, I've just passed a bit where Terry made some nice comments about For Immediate Release, the show that I co-present with Shell Holtz. Thanks a lot, Terry. I appreciate that. So the point of this comment is to kind of respond to what you were saying there about you're not sure how we managed to do it twice a week, an hour per show twice a week, and we've been doing it for nearly four and a half years now. So today, for instance, is show number 460 that we'll be recording a bit later, UK time. I think we've got two different shows, two different types of show. But you made a point, Terry, that your prep is very little. That's the same with Shell and me, to be honest. Maybe one of the big difference I could see, perhaps, in how we've both evolved our podcasts is ours is... It's kind of like Shell and I are just two of the elements. I know you've got Martin as well as David, Martin Waxman as well as David. But for us, we've got reporters. We have correspondents, Dan York, Michael Netsley. We have Eric Schwartzman occasionally, David Phillips occasionally, Sally Getch now and again, Dan York, of course. So it's not just Shell and me. We've got listeners. And you could almost say that, you know, if you took Shell and me out of the picture, there's a half-hour show just with other people's contributions. So maybe for us it's easier in that sense, in that we've fostered a community development. So if you look at the FIR room on FriendFeed, for example, it's just constantly full of stuff people are adding. And when we get time, and it never seems to be enough, I have to say, to use that as the basis to, if only, summarize what's in the FIR room. But it's usually or often a source of content for items to talk about in the show. So we've got, we have discrete elements in each episode of an hour. And I have to tell you, we find it a struggle to keep it to an hour. And maybe it's because Shell and I like talking a lot, although, again, we're not the total content in the show. But the content is just something that I personally find every time we do a show, there's never a moment where I think, oh my God, I've got to prepare for FIR. It never has happened. So the enthusiasm level is high. There are times, where we do have conflicts simply because, you know, the paying work gets in the way. you end up doing your planning at midnight or something. It doesn't happen too often, but it does. But you fit it in. So speaking of myself, you know, I think this is an important aspect. In our case, as you know, we've now have paying sponsors. So we now, since that, which is a couple of years now, we have an obligation. So it's gone way beyond now just doing it as a hobby. But other than that, though, guys, Terry and David and Martin, I think it'd be such a shame if you stopped doing it. I listen to your show and it's different. I hear things, what's happening in Canada notably, but your take on things, which I find interesting. So I'd miss the show if it went. And okay, if you're saying, during the summer, publish from the archives, okay. But if you do that, would I listen? I don't know, to be honest. But I certainly miss Inside PR if you decided not to continue it. I'm not suggesting that's what you're saying, really, but... I'm kind of wondering, is that what you're leading up to, perhaps? Hope not. But take a break. I think if you need to recharge, definitely take a break. But come back, please. So anyway, some thoughts from over here in the UK about Inside PR, guys. Terrific job you guys do, I must admit.